If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Remember, therefore the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not the Father that sent me. John chapter 15, 18-21. And now come I to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. John chapter 17 verses 13-19. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus made it clear. Those who follow him will be hated by the world because they are not of it. Jesus chose them out of the world, set them apart by truth, and sent them into it just as the Father sent him. The world's hatred is not a sign to retreat, but a confirmation of identity with Christ. The servant is not greater than his master. As he was persecuted, so will his followers be. Yet he does not pray for escape, but for strength, to be kept from evil and sanctified by the truth. Therefore, let his followers stand firm, speak boldly, and live faithfully. For the hatred of the world only proves this: they belong to the one it has always rejected.